Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Raider Wrap right here on KYMN 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Wow, what do we got in store for you? Here, I got to read this. I'm going to read what our weather forecasters, what they put together today for you. You'll love this. This will be good. I don't know. This is some great fictional writing. Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. Mostly cloudy and a high near 72. East winds around 15 miles an hour. Gusts, a high is 30, and a chance of precipitation is 50%. New rainfall, amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. So in other words, ladies and gentlemen, there is a slight chance that we could get a little rain today, and it's going to be mostly cloudy, and then, for the most part, there it is. But anyway, tonight, I'll just flatten it out for you. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight, 80% chance of rain, cooling off to 53. Those winds picking up east, northeast, 15 to 20, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. We could have a quarter to a half an inch of rain this evening. And then for tomorrow, showers are likely in the morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny and a high near 70. So overcast skies currently in the Northfield area, and I think we are sitting pretty tight to around that 60 degree weather right now. But you know what? There's no better weather than a little bit overcast when you're out running around in the streets. And that's what we got the head track coach in here, the boys track coach in here this morning. Good morning, coach. How are we doing today?
Really good. Really good. It's been a fun week.
And you guys aren't running today. Are you running today in the possibility of a chance? Maybe it rains between 2 and 3. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it might.
I think we had our distance athletes out this morning before the rain, so luckily they won't have to go through any showers or storms or anything like that.
Well, I think Evan actually, he probably was out running a little bit, but I think he's on his way. He's going fishing. It's the fishing opener.
Yeah, big day. And Mother's Day weekend.
Mother's Day weekend. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. What do you got anything planned for the weekend?
I'm going to visit my mom today. Shout out to mom. And then I'll be celebrating maybe some dinner with my wife as well today. So, yeah.
So that's about it for the weekend. So no track, none of that stuff.
No track and field this weekend. We'll be back on Monday in New Prague and Thursday in Red Wing next week.
So I believe was it the true team last Tuesday or whatever was it in Lakeville? Was that the true team or what was that?
That was meet? True team section. Yep, okay. Pretty big meet for us.
So you came out on 6th. So as you look at your track team and just kind of evaluate, you know, kind of where you're at, I mean, you had some pretty good finishers in that event too, as well. But when you look at that, when you see that, you know, when you see that you're 6th in there, where do you as a head coach then evaluate your team, or how do you evaluate your team with that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You see 6th out of 10th and it almost sounds, we didn't finish in that top half. And finishing in the top half would have been great. We were seated in a meet simulation as eighth team coming in, and finishing 6th, that was a real strong performance for us. We really tried to get our guys fired up to compete and do their best, and I thought they really did put out some of their best performances. We had 16 career best marks, and we finished with all four of our relays running the fastest times of the season so far. So really the athletes did everything we asked them to do their best for this big meet here at True Team against some really stellar competition. Probably the toughest, if not one of the top two sections in the state when it comes to True Team performances. So just really happy where we're at actually with that 6th place finish.
You had 736 and a half points. So it's True Team. So is everybody running? Does everyone get a chance to be on that track that day?
Yeah, so it's three deep for varsity in every event and one relay. And they call it True Team because everybody scores points. So all of your varsity athletes will score points, whereas at a triangular meet or a regular meet, we'll only have maybe the top four or five in every event score. So then maybe if your athletes are doing well, maybe you get one guy or two guys who score. But here, everybody will score points. We had 30 people in every event from the 10 schools that participated. And so first place gets 30 points, second place got 29, third place 28, all the way down to 30th place getting 1 point. So you're really trying to get your athletes and putting together the best lineup you can to score as many team points as you can. Might not necessarily mean you had a first place, but if you had 20 points, 19 points, 18 points, that's a strong finish for your right. for your squad.
Oletana won it by 43, so they're pretty decisive there. And then there was Lakeville South and Lakeville North. So is Oletana that good?
Oletana is really good right now. Really good right now. I know. It's hard to say, but I got to give some credit to the Huskies. They've got a really good thing going over there in Oletana.
Do they have a big squad too? And
Yeah, they're a big squad. I think they'll have over 100 guys on their total team, JV and varsity, but they've got a state champion long jumper. They've got really good hurdles and throwers over there. They've got a really thing going the past few years with throws as well.
Well, I know that Johan Schroer, who's done some work with us here, he did a lot of our color commentary for the hockey team. He's a hurdler, I believe, for you guys.
Yeah.
I saw his name several times being in the first place and different things like that with triangulars and stuff. How did he stack up against guys like that?
Yeah, unfortunately, Johan had a first fall that I can remember in his career so far in the 110 hurdles. A hurdle fell into his lane from an athlete that was just ahead of him, tripped him up, and he didn't finish where he wanted to. It took about 3 seconds off his time. So that was a big bummer for him, but true Johan fashion, he bounced back in the 300 hurdles later in the meet and ran, I think it was his career best time, and he finished in the top 10. So he had a really strong second race in Tuesday's events. Yeah.
So the first time we talked, I think you had gotten out. You didn't actually get on the track. I don't think you're on the track. You're outside, but you weren't even on the track. So now, talk about the evolution of this season, because this has just been nuts. We had so much snow, and then we had this crazy hot weather, but then it snowed again. And you guys could, you know, you were practicing inside, you were running in the hallways, and, you know, and then so now it's like you've brought it all together. Has it been a scheduling issue? Has it been a problem at all trying to get all the meets in? Talk about this, the getting everything back together here as we, you know, the season's evolved.
Yeah, fortunately, we've only had one meet canceled, and we didn't reschedule it. So we've been really lucky and fortunate to have a lot of our meets. Practices have been hit or miss, especially earlier in the season with rain and then the snow on the ground. We used the Dundas Dome a little bit when lacrosse and baseball and golf weren't in there. We were able to really use the wrestling room and the weight room a lot. And so we do a lot of cross training for a lot of our events just to stay in shape and get strong. But now that we've been outside, we're seeing times drop. We're seeing distances go up for our marks. And so it's been really, really a strong season so far, despite that early season kind of just right walking in place indoors.
That one beat that you postponed or canceled, was there a reason you didn't reschedule, or is it just there's just no time?
Yeah, part of it is the weather that the following week wasn't good either. We actually wanted to reschedule it. It was supposed to be in Faribault, and that's really nice for all of our fans. Our athletes can get home early. It's really nice to have meets there. But they didn't have enough teams that were available that next week, so they had to cancel it to make it wasn't worthwhile at that point.
Okay, so, yeah. So you had that true team, and you're feeling pretty good about that. And then I believe the week before there was a triangular where you took second behind Mankato East by 3 points. So there's only 62.5 points versus 600 points. So I know you were trying to explain that scoring thing. The true team, you can score all the way down to 30, but this one, you only take the top four. Is that right, or how did that work?
Yeah, I think it's the top in a triangular, the top four score, and I think it's 4 points, 3 points, or 5 points, 3 points, 2 points, 1 point for your top four places. So a lot less scoring there.
Because you only got 60, you got 62 and a half, but yeah. You know, versus 600. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But you, You drop behind. You're only 3 points off of Mankato East there, and they didn't run against you in that. Mankato West ran against you in the true team. So is Mankato East not involved in that type of thing, or is it just you've just picked certain people to be in the true team?
Yeah, that's a good question. So size wise at the true team level, there are three classes, and Mankato is actually in AA, and we're in AAA. So we're with the biggest schools. Mankato East is one spot down, even though, ironically enough, Mankato West is in 3A with us. So Mankato East actually won the Class 2A Section 2 True Team Championship and will be competing at state next weekend in Stillwater. So that's a really solid team, just a little bit smaller than us, but they have a lot of really strong athletes over at Mankato
East. So they're competing in state next week, but you still have some track meets to get to where you want to go, right? What do you got coming up this week? You said you got two of them, I believe.
Yeah, so our JV athletes will kind of get a true team experience. They're going to run in a relay meet over in New Prague. It's a really unique meet. Everything is team-based instead of individual-based, so you run only relays. Or if you're doing field events, you actually add up your scores at New Prague this Monday. So if everybody, you have your three top JV athletes jump 20 feet, the team gets 60 feet, and we rank that against the other teams that are going to be there on Monday. So that's really fun for them to compete as a team and get that experience. And then we'll finish up the Big Nine triangular season over in Red Wing on Thursday against Owatonna. So that'll be good competition. And Red Wing's got some strong athletes this season. So we'll be facing some good competition.
So when you go up against Owatonna, are you going to try? I mean, how does the scoring happen there? Is it, again, the top four, or is it kind of like more of a true team thing?
That'll be the top four. Yep, okay. Those triangular meets. It'll just be the top four score. Individuals are scoring points there along with relays. But it's going to be an interesting meet. We're trying to figure out some things for conference in 2 weeks and section in 3 weeks. And we won't necessarily put out our best lineup that would score us the most points because we're trying to figure out who could maybe be in this relay. We've got a lot of competition right now for our third and fourth legs of our relays. Who's gonna be competing? So we're just out there to figure it out.
Not just the fastest person out there? I mean, if they run the fastest, shouldn't they be out there?
Yeah, that the stopwatch doesn't lie. The tape measure doesn't lie. That's what we always say. And that's very true. We are in a situation where we're trying to figure out, are some of our distance and mid-distance athletes actually going to run some of the sprints?
Really?
And, yeah, it's not something we've experienced too much, but we have some really talented mid-distance guys, Nathan Amundsen, Sam Fallon. They might be dropping down to the two for conference and section. We'll see. Because
interesting.
So they're
a mid-distance runner. So they won't run the 400 and 800 maybe?
Yeah.
And they might run a 200 maybe or something like that?
Exactly, which they haven't done a lot of, but we're trying to experiment with what could be our best lineup for weeks to come.
I was going to say there's got to be a difference between running the 100 and 200 versus an 800. You know, the 800, you kind of pace yourself and you get out there, and I mean, but they run pretty fast the whole time. But when you're 100, when you're doing 100 meters, I mean, you're flat out. You got to get out of the blocks and you have to get moving now. And you just got to push for that 100 meters. Whereas in the 800 meters, you can, I guess, pace yourself a little bit differently.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, to have you to go from mid or even distance to sprint, that's got to be the conditioning just has to be crazily different.
Yeah. And in practice, I mean, when we're in our event groups, we're really splitting that up so they specialize in getting that training. So it's good that we have this meet this week to kind of see where are they at and what would our training look like in the next 2 weeks if we decide to move them down or if we decide to move a sprinter up to an 800. It's kind of time of the year where we got to make those final decisions, and the meet Thursday will be a good final opportunity to do that.
Excellent. So, and then I was talking to Janet Smith, who's the head coach of the girls team. So she actually is a distance runner herself. As a matter of fact,
yeah, she's a crazy distance runner.
Yeah, she's nuts. sorry, Janet. Love you. All right. So the point is, but she's running, I think, a marathon next week.
Yeah.
Or something. Next Friday or Saturday, she's going to be up in Minneapolis running something, and just, I think it's a marathon. But I found an interesting fact. She said that. She goes, I'm the distance coach. And I'm like, well, you're the head coach of the girls' team. Yes, I'm the distance coach. So I help the distance boys and the distance girls. And then you, even though you're the head coach of the boys' track team, you actually help the girls and boys' field, some of the field events.
Correct.
Explain how that's working there.
Yeah. So even though I'm the boys coach, I work with the girl triple jumpers and long jumpers. And we have meetings at the beginning of the day, beginning of the practice, and they're co-ed. So everything we do together as a track program is together. We'll have girls that girl team bonding, boy team bonding events, and we do separate things to kind of create that culture we want. But everything in practice and competition is together. Races are separate, but they go to all the same meets. And as far as coaching, Janet will take the distance athletes and be with the boys and the girls, and I'll be with the boy and girl jumpers. And it's really cool. It adds a different dynamic that you don't get in almost any other sport. And sometimes the girls are better than the boys at certain aspects of technique, and sometimes the boys are better. So it actually, they feed off of that kind of in the learning process, seeing what each other are doing. It's a really cool atmosphere, and I enjoy coaching the girls in addition to the boys.
So you must have, what do you have? You got to have a sprinter coach. You got to have a pole vault, shot put, discus, high jump, long jump, triple jump. So, I mean, you do the long and triple, right?
Correct, yeah.
So is that because you did that before?
Yeah.
And so that's why that's like your forte, that's your expertise?
Yeah, yeah. And since I started coaching track, that's kind of where I've been slotted. So just kind of stayed there out of comfort. But we have some coaches on staff who could also do it, but they're experts also at like pole vault. Carl Wieselman is a name who's been around the program for a long time, and he's a really good pole vault coach. So he teaches that, although he's got sprint coaching background and he could coach long jump. That's kind of his area of expertise right now on the team. So yeah, you listed off all those event groups, and each of those events are working with the boys and the girls from both programs simultaneously.
That's an interesting kind of a situation. I would think so. I know that we talked about this off air, but when I was running track, I mean, the boys were here. I don't recall. I swear I don't ever recall practicing side by side with the girls. And even if we did, they were over there, and the guys were over here. There was no fraternizing. There was no any of that. You know, and. It's interesting that you're able to do that, but then to have that many coaches on the field with expertise. I had one coach.
Yeah,
he taught it all. Yeah. You know, that was his deal, and you know, whatever he told you, you just went out and did it.
Yeah, that's remarkable. You would not want me coaching a pole vault. You'd need more than just a helmet, and
right?
You wouldn't want me throwing teaching discus or anything like that.
It's been so overall. I mean, you still got a couple weeks. You got a few weeks left here. When you talk about doing some of those bonding type of things, have you done anything kind of cool this year? You got anything coming up? I mean, today is the fishing opener. You guys going fishing?
Yeah, that would be fun. There's something for next year. Everybody throw out a line. No, yesterday we actually had a team barbecue. After practice, we had put some dogs on the grill outside the school. Unfortunately, it was raining, but.
Right.
That was what the forecast was. So we dealt with it. We had some fruit, chips, all sorts of goodies there. And kids just kind of ate after practice and hung out. And it was a fundraiser, but also a good just team bonding experience for us. A few weeks ago, we were able to play some kickball as a team as well. And didn't know how the boys would how much they'd like playing kickball, you know, going back to the second grade games, but man, they got into it. Yeah. They were fighting by the end. It was like, all right, guys, this is all a good team fun.
Yeah.
You know,
it's supposed to be bonding, not bashing. Come on, guys, let's go.
Yeah. So it was fun.
So overall, where would you say your team is in your expectations of, you know, when you came into this year, where's your team at?
Yeah.
In your opinion.
Yeah. I think finishing the top half of True Team when we came in would have been awesome for us. And then as we head forward to the conference and the section meet, we're really hoping to get in the top four. The section and the conference are a lot tougher than I was anticipating this year as far as some of the sprints events and the mid-distance events. But I still think if all goes well for us, we can finish in that top four. Maybe send a few individuals to the state meet. That would be ideal. But ultimately, if we finish the season with everybody healthy or relatively healthy, finished with a lot of PRs and people wanting to come back next year and saying that the year was fun, I think that would be a huge success. And I think we're doing that so far as well.
Excellent. Well, Tyler, thanks for coming in this morning again.
Yeah,
it's always good to catch up. All right, head coach of the boys track coach, Tyler Bailo, on the program this morning. Hopefully, Callie Graber, who is going to be right around the corner, I'm hoping. And we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have more of the Raider Wrap right here on 95.1 The One.
The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it out, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find the books for you and set you up with everything you need. The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall, offering solutions for you.
Look at how happy your family looks in your new home. Finding a place on the market that fits your family's lifestyle was almost impossible. So when you decided to build, it was the team at Merchants Bank who really helped make things work out with a construction loan for as low as 5% down. Plus, with all their advice and patience through the process, they were a reassuring voice within the swirl of contractors and sawdust. Thanks, Merchants Bank. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval.
Just Food Co-op is your locally owned natural food grocer. Sure, we've got locally produced meats, a great selection of fresh produce, and hormone-free dairy products. But did you know we also carry mac and cheese, chicken nuggets, tater tots, and cheese puffs? Minus the MSG and other artificial additives you really don't want your family eating. There's something for everyone's taste buds at the Co-op. Member or not, you're always welcome at Just Food Co-op, 516 Water Street South in downtown Northfield.
Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye and LASIK, we're swinging into spring. Spring is here and it's time to get outdoors. Hiking, biking, boating, walking, or running. Let's make this a spring free of glasses or contacts. Ritchie Eye and LASIK will help you swing into spring with up to $500 off all of our LASIK treatments.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Community banking at its best. Whether you are looking to improve your financial future, planning to buy a new home, or considering a mortgage, Heritage Bank in Northfield can help. Our ability to make decisions locally provides you the highest level of service at competitive rates. Your finances and home are important to you, and having a staff that you can trust makes all the difference. We make banking easy with real estate specialists and loan officers ready to help you. Stop by Heritage Bank on Highway 3 or contact us at heritagebankmn.com and see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can help you build your future.
Hey, welcome back to the Raider Wrap on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYM. And Jimmy LaRue with you on a Saturday morning. Good morning, everyone. How are you? The One. Hey, we got some overcast skies today. 50-50 chance of some rain and or thunder showers throughout the day. Pretty much going to be cloudy and overcast. Kind of that gloom and doom, but 72, so a nice temperature to get out and about here on the fishing opener. Tonight, a chance of some showers cooling off to around 53. Going to be a little gusty out there. Could see a quarter to a half an inch of rain. Gusts as high as 30 miles an hour this evening. East-northeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. For tomorrow, again, for Mother's Day, it looks like showers are likely in the morning, then gradually becoming mostly sunny and a high near 70. For Sunday night, partly cloudy, cooling off to 47. Sunshine and 75 for your Monday morning back to work week. And we have overcast skies currently and 61 in the area. So welcome back to the program. We are about 25 minutes after 10 o'clock, and I'm privileged to have a young lady in the studio today. Callie Graber is in this morning. Callie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So it's been a little while. We talked after you won your state tournament.
Yep.
And and then you were going to go on to a national event, I believe.
Yes.
Where was that at?
It was in Spokane, Washington.
Wow. When was that?
Just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you got done wrestling for state, did you just then keep practicing, or was it right after that that you had to go up there, or?
No, I had a little while to just keep training, you know, focus on wrestling freestyle.
Beating up your brothers.
Yep.
Yeah.
focus on freestyle instead of folk style and get ready for that.
Yeah. So what's the difference between that, the two?
Folk style is, or freestyle is a lot more on your feet than folk style. And in folk style, there's a lot more top and bottom wrestling than in freestyle. And the scoring is a little bit different.
So when you say it's more standing up, what I mean, you obviously, isn't your goal to then take them down to the mat?
Yeah.
Or then you just jump right back up? Or how's that work?
So after you get a takedown in freestyle, after about 10 to 15 seconds, if you don't get a score, then you start back up on your feet.
Ah, whereas...
Whereas
folk style, you'll go, if you, nothing is happening, you guys will wrestle
you
for,
you
can
there.
Wrestle for a long time.
Right. Exactly.
And then if they do take a break, then you'll start on the mat.
Correct. Yep.
Got it. Okay. So you're a state champion in folk style.
Yes.
And then you went into freestyle. Now, I think that placing second is pretty doggone good.
Yeah.
How many matches did you have how many meets did you have to have while you were out there?
I wrestled 6 times.
Okay.
Yep.
So every time, and was it win and move on, or was it if you lost at any point, would you get enough?
If it was win and you keep moving on, if you lose, then you go to the back side of the bracket and wrestle for like 3rd or 5th or
okay.
something like that.
So you're 2nd.
Yep.
So that means you were winning.
Yep.
You're
yep.
doing all right, huh?
Yes.
So who did you wrestle at the end? Who, do you know who the person was?
Yeah, her name is Rianne Murphy from Indiana.
From Indiana?
Yep.
Okay. So what there's particular weight classes too, right?
Correct, yep.
So which one did you wrestle for this?
I was 46 kilos, which is about 101 pounds.
Okay. And how big was she?
She, same weight as me.
Same weight?
Yep.
Okay, so that was pretty evenly matched.
Yep.
So, did she cheat or what happened there?
No.
What?
No, she's a good wrestler. She didn't cheat.
Have you ever wrestled her before?
I haven't, no. She's a little bit older than me, so okay. A lot of the time she was in the age group above.
So, was it technique or what was the final score, do you remember?
So, in the finals for this tournament, it's best out of 3. So, she was able to win the first match, I won the second match, and then she won the 3rd match.
Okay. And how did they do the scoring in this one?
The first match, I think she won 6-4. And then I won, I think, 8-6.
Okay.
And then she won, I think, 12-2 in the last match.
12-2?
Yeah.
She got the best of you there.
Yeah, she did.
She get tired?
No, she just changed her style up a little bit to counter my offense. And
because, again, so she maybe got a takedown, then you pop back up. She took you down again. She popped back up, took it down again.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
So she just kind of... So what do you think she changed? What did you learn out of that?
She kind of just changed how she reacted to my offense. So every time I would try to take a shot, she would counter it to score. Because in freestyle, if you get a back exposure, that's a score. That's 2 points. So she was able to do that.
Okay. So 2nd place. Had you won, you would have what?
I would have gone overseas to the world championships.
Wow. But you took 2nd.
But I took 2nd.
Which
so,
means?
So I go to Mexico City to compete in the Pan Am.
In the Pan Am Games.
Yep.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes. Thank you.
You ever been to Mexico City?
I haven't. Nope.
I believe it's beautiful. When do you get to do this?
The end of June.
Okay. So you got about 6 weeks.
Yep.
So what are you going to do in the next 6 weeks?
Keep training. I have actually tomorrow I leave to go to the Olympic Training Center for a week.
Is that in Denver? Or where is that?
Colorado Springs.
Okay, Colorado
yep.
Springs. Okay.
To train and then, yeah, just a lot of training. And
who's training you?
So I wrestle at Summit Wrestling Academy. So Coach Tyler Faust, Coach Jules Dahlskar. He's not practicing with me right now, but then Coach Corey Schmidt, my brother Riley Graber. I have a lot of coaches that I'm very grateful for.
Right. So what's Riley? Where's he at? He's up at Summit? Or?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yes. Because he was a wrestler too, I believe. Yeah.
Yep.
And that's, was he the one, the first one that got you into that you started whooping up on?
He was, yes.
But now he's coaching you, so that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So Is there any particular type of training that you're going to do or you need to do? You feel like in order to be really successful down there in Mexico City, is there any aspect of your game that you think you need to work on, or is there any special training that you're going to be doing?
I think overall just working on my offense, you know, using my offense as defense. Yeah.
There's no, are you still hitting weights, or are you just wrestling all the time?
Yeah, weightlifting, wrestling, running.
Yeah.
The whole deal.
Yeah. So who gets to go down to Mexico City with you?
My dad.
My
dad.
Yeah. Nice. I think he's sitting out in the truck out there.
I think so.
Hey, Pops. How you doing? There you go. Yeah, I'm waving at you. How are you? All right, so he gets to go to Mexico City. What about Mom?
She's staying home.
Oh, bummer.
Yep.
Yeah, I hear Mexico City is beautiful. I don't know about the end of June. I mean, it
might be a little too hot.
It might be hot. Yeah, it might be crazy hot down there. Have you ever had is this your first time?
Yeah.
Qualifying for something like this?
It is, yep.
So you excited?
I'm very excited.
So does it keep you awake at night thinking about it?
And, you know, it's something that every time that I, like, put my shoes on and practice or do a workout, it's something that I think about and, you know, makes you want to work hard.
Wow, awesome. Well, that's great. So then the summer will come to an end. But then fall's right around the corner, so the wrestling starts all over, right?
Exactly.
So you'll have a chance. I mean, so you'll get a little break in there, but...
You know, for me, wrestling is basically year-round.
Do you ever... this is freestyle. So when you're doing the high school, that's folk style. Mm-hmm. Do you ever forget where you're at or anything?
I'm pretty good at switching back and forth because for the most part during the season it's all folk style, and then for the tournaments that I'm doing now it's all freestyle. So it's not too much going back and forth.
Right.
But
so if you're doing folk style, I mean, do you ever you're on the mat for a long time and you're going, well, we should get up right about now. And then you forget what you're doing, and then they flip you over and they, you know, get a turnover or something on you.
Sometimes it takes a second. It
takes a second or so. Well, listen, that's awesome. Second place in the National.
Thank you.
Allows you to qualify for the Pan Am Games, which is fantastic. So how long will you be in Mexico City, do you know?
I think 5 or 6 days.
Okay. And do you know what the format's going to be, or the referendum? Is it just either if you get beat the first day, are you done?
I don't think so. So I think if you win, you obviously keep moving forward, and then if you lose, you go to the back side.
So I'll get a consolation kind of a bracket or something of that nature.
Yep.
Okay. So you took second nationals. So the winners went to the world, and the second place people get to go to Pan Am. So there's a lot of... Do you know anybody else that's going to be down there that you know of?
I know a few other people.
Have you wrestled any of them before?
Yeah, yep, I have.
Oh, you have?
Yep.
Okay, so you might actually see a familiar face down
exactly.
there. Exactly. Excellent. So the meets that you had 6 at the Nationals.
Yep.
Do you guys then stay in contact with each other at all? Because, I mean, you're an up-and-comer. You're not even, I mean, you just won the state here, and you got, what, 3 more years?
Yep.
3 more years here. And you're probably going to continue to wrestle those nationals and different things like that. But when you wrestle in an event like this, did you get any, phone numbers or anything like that, and, you know, talk to people or stay in touch?
This weekend when I go to the Olympic Training Center, those camps, all the first and second placers are there, so we all get to kind of hang out, get to know each other better, and...
Yeah, and so so now you do get to kind of hang out a little bit.
Yep.
And I got to believe that if you're going to go to Mexico City for a week with a team, you're going to want to build some sort of relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Callie, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming in. Congratulations on a second place finish, and good luck to you in Mexico City.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Bring some hardware back, will you?
I will.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Kelly Graber is our guest this morning, and of course, we had Tyler Balow on a little bit earlier. And we've got more coming up. We've got a wonderful Meet the Raider yet this morning. It's a kind of a duopoly here. We got a tennis captain and we got a track star all coming up right here on 95.1 The One KYMN.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bruss, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Connects Nurseries and Landscaping in Northfield is your all-in-one garden center. Come and browse thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and annuals, as well as a variety of soil, mulch, and rock. Connects' knowledgeable staff are here to help you with your next project. Check us out at connects.net. That's K-N-E-C-H-T-S.net. Where plants and people connect.
Kids are constantly changing, both physically and emotionally. That means the challenges of parenting change too. At Northfield Hospital and Clinics, our pediatricians are experts in kids. Our pediatric team works with you to provide the best individualized care and guidance through all your child's stages of growth. And we take the time to listen to your questions and concerns too. When only the best for your kids will do, schedule an appointment with the pediatric team at Northfield Hospital and Clinics, partnering with you for a lifetime of care.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Hey, what up? Good morning, everybody. Hey, we got a chance of some slight showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Maybe a little bit of rain, not too much, but a good chance. Winds out of the east, northeast at 15, gusting to 30 at a high of 72. Tonight, pretty good chance, 80% chance of some rainfall. About a quarter to a half an inch is possible this evening, so get your seeds in the ground here this afternoon. East-northeast winds, 15 miles an hour, gusts as high as 30, cooling off to 53. We're at 62 with overcast skies. So we want to introduce and bring in to the studio Liz Campbell, I believe, will do our Raider scoreboard this morning, and then we'll have Meet the Raider all coming up here this morning. If you missed any of the interview, that young Callie Graver, just an outstanding wrestler, but just a wonderful individual as well. We heard her, and we had Tyler Balow was on the program, the head coach for the boys' track team. Some fun information. If you want to hear back more, you can go to kymnradio.net, go to programs, click on the old Raider Wrap there, and then select today's date. So when the program's over, we'll have that up in the air, probably a little after 11 o'clock this morning. So if you missed any of the program, you're just tuning in and you want to hear some of the interviews that we've had this morning, I encourage you to go to kymnradio.net. So with that said, let's bring in Liz. Liz, what's happening in the world of sports and activities here in Northfield?
Hello and good morning. You are listening to the Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap, where we will go through highlights from this past week's Northfield sports and activities. On Tuesday, the boys and girls track and field team competed up at Lakeville South for the Section True Team track meet. On the boys' side, they finished 6th out of 10 schools. Braden Brackey finished 4th in the 100-meter dash and 5th in the 200-meter dash. Simon Lippert finished 4th in the 200-meter dash, and Nathan Amundsen finished 4th in the 800-meter dash. Joey Schultz finished 4th in the discus. The girls finished 9th out of 10. Aliana French and Inga Johnson went 3rd and 4th in the shot put. Peyton Quass finished 5th In the 2 mile, girls golf competed in the Dakota County Championship. They took second place with a team score of 332, and Emerson Garley finished third, shooting a 75. The Raider baseball team defeated Owatonna 2 times in a doubleheader. They scored a total of 14 runs on the night. The Raiders defeated Mankato West on Tuesday. Tyler Hughes pitched a shutout, and the defense had an error-free game. Right now, the Raiders are in an 8-game winning streak. The girls' softball team had a doubleheader against Owatonna on Thursday. Courtney Graff and Lucy Menson both had an RBI, and Riley Blandon had 2 strikeouts. The Raiders lost the first one with a score of 12-0, but won the second game 3-0. On Friday, they competed against Mounds West Tonka for their annual strikeout cancer game. And last year, they raised an astonishing amount of money, and we are hoping to bring in even more money this year. The boys lacrosse team lost against Rochester Mayo on Thursday with a final score of 17-5, and on Tuesday, they lost a close game to Mankato 7-5. The girls lacrosse team lost to Mankato 9-4 and lost to Rochester Mayo 16-10. On May 9th, the boys golf team competed at home, and they won with a score of 320. Hank Dealey led the way with a 71. That will be all for this week's Raider Scoreboard on this week's Raider Wrap. Again, I am your host, freshman Liz Campbell, and you are listening to KYMN 95.1, The One. Keep tuning in for more sports.
Spring is officially here, and summer colors are blooming. Mother's Day is this weekend, and Judy's Floral Design on Division Street across from the middle school is ready. Judy's Floral Design has an array of marvelous outside hanging baskets and platters to spruce up and put some color on Mom's patio or deck. Stop by and shop outside or browse judysfreshfloraldesign.com for a large selection of arrangements and price ranges. Happy Mother's Day from Judy's Floral Design, where flowers become a part of your
day. Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
At Community Resource Bank, you can bank from anywhere, anytime you want. The CRB mobile banking app makes it easy to keep track of your balances, pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, and deposit checks any time of day or night. With branches in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville, we can offer solutions for businesses, residential, and investment accounts. Community Resource Bank. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. I want to tell you about a new housing development in Northfield just south of the soccer fields called Bluff View. We designed this neighborhood with seniors in mind, but it's really beneficial to all. The homes will have one-level townhomes and twin homes. Bluff View will have walking trails and sidewalks designed around accessibility. These homes will all have no steps or barriers and wonderful views, too.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, or give us a call, 507-366-1288. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom-built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Alrighty then, we've got about 17 minutes in front of 11 here this morning. Overcast skies, 62, on its way to maybe 72 with a chance of some showers this afternoon, and then tonight, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms, maybe a quarter to a half an inch of rain, so that's what you can anticipate. For Mother's Day tomorrow, it's going to start out a little bit gloomy and doomy, but sunny skies and about 72, so currently, like I said, 62 with overcast skies. Let's get right on back to it. We have got the Meet the Raider with Evan Lowe and Liz Campbell. They're going to interview a couple of different guys. They got some track people in here, and we've got some tennis people in here. So let's just kick it away and let Evan and Liz tell the story in this week's Meet the Raider.
It was a rainy day, the blocks were a little slippery, and I didn't fully press down the blocks into the little mesh, you know. Slipped out of blocks. Almost fell flat on my face. I was dead last. And same thing for all the other young athletes out there, you know. One mistake doesn't define you. if we're down on ourselves and if we quit or if we think we're not good enough to do this anymore. You're letting your mistake define you.
Hello and good morning. Welcome back to Meet the Raider, the number one youth-led Northfield sports radio show, hosted by yours truly, Liz Campbell.
And Evan Lowe. Today we're talking about an array of activities, including tennis, track, and band, with Northfield's junior tennis captain, Jackson Hessian, and track star, Jaden Heidela. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Yes, absolutely. Of course. My pleasure. Yeah.
How has your guys' week been so far?
Well, it's week two of AP testing, so I took the AP Spanish exam and the AP World History exam back-to-back. I had it on Wednesday and Thursday. So that was a little draining. AP Spanish, I don't know how well it went. We'll see. We'll wait till July when the scores come out. But yeah. What about you, Jaden?
Well, yeah, I took 3 AP classes this year, Stats, Gov, and World. And, yeah, don't want to be too cocky over here, but I think it went relatively well, you know?
The triple five.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's sweet, Jaden. Yeah. And looking forward to the rest of the year, is there anything that you guys are excited about that's to come?
Well, I'm just excited for, like, the overall AP testing season to kind of be over, because usually that's my favorite part of the school year, just the last couple weeks, because I don't have a lot going on in my AP classes, and it's warm out, summer's coming.
Classes that we have throughout the year, I mean, you know, we just get to goof around in our classes for the rest of the year, so.
Mm-hmm. Except for Spanish with Profe, where we get a ton of homework. Oh my!
I love Profe. Last year we watched Encanto for 3 weeks straight, the same scene, like the same 30 minutes. And then looking ahead into the rest of the year, Jackson, right now you're in the tennis season. Is there anything coming up that you're really excited about with tennis?
Well, we have our three different playoffs coming up. We have the Big Nine tournament, which is this Saturday. And then we have like individuals and sections. And I always get very confused because we have three different playoffs and I don't know the difference between all of them. Because like sometimes like the whole team is competing together. Other times it's like individuals, like first singles, second singles. So don't ask me how any of it works, but that's all coming up. And yeah, so I'm excited for that.
And in turn, Jaden, I know you've been out from track for a couple weeks now. Is there anything you're looking forward to in the upcoming weeks of track?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, conference and sections are heading up around the corner. I'm going to love running in those events. I mean, it's like last year, you know, to say the least, I had a little bit of a whoopsie moment coming out of my box. So it's going to be great to have some redemption this year.
No, you got it, Jaden.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And what would you guys say is the biggest thing your team or you personally have achieved this season?
I suppose I can start off here for track. I mean, we just had True Team earlier this week. I mean, the boys, we got 6 out of 10th, I believe. That might not sound good right off the bat, but Northfield has been, like, dead last for like, a solid decade and a half there. That just shows a huge amount of growth from our team, and, yeah, I'm looking forward for the future and future growth.
Through the past couple of weeks, you've been dealing with some injuries. How have you kind of navigated through that?
Lots and lots of stretches. I've had hamstring tendonitis for the last couple of weeks, which is where your tendon and your hamstring, it has thousands of tiny little tears, and it just kind of degrades the tendon. Thankfully, it was a very minor case, and I'm back up and running right now. But it's been tough. You know, my ego was a little bruised. I'm used to being on varsity for track, and it's been tough. But conference and sections, I'm going to make a comeback this year. You
know? Big redemption arc.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Jaden, I remember when you ran cross country and you just ran through an injury the entire year in every single race. You were just limping and I felt so bad for you, but you stuck with it.
I believe that was my sophomore year of cross country, to where that was ankle tendonitis. That was actually a serious case, to where I got to wear a wonderful boot for about a week and a half.
I'm glad you've learned your lesson and you're taking care of your injuries before it leads to something so drastic such as that.
No, absolutely. You know, my biggest piece of advice for any young athletes out there from personal experiences, you just got to take some time off from your sport. You know, there's no shame, nothing to be embarrassed about. If you are injured and you keep on pushing through, you're just going to get more injured. To where if you just take the time off, you'll be able to recover and get back up and running for the end of the season.
And kind of circling back to True Team, the teams in our conference, Big Nine, are some of the best track teams and best track athletes in the state of Minnesota. So we are already up against some pretty tough competition from the get-go. So getting 6 out of 10 against those kind of teams is actually really good.
Yeah, and Jaden, I'm sure you watched this event, but in the 4x8, Lakeville North won it by almost over a minute, and they have the national record, which is just insane that they're from our section, and that's who we have to compete against in order to get to state. Yeah.
No, to where, I don't want to make up excuses here, but to say the least, going up against national champions in the 4x8, it's some tough competition.
You get to cut yourself some slack, I think.
Who's Jackson,
Well, pretty much every other school is pretty big competition for us. I don't think our record is exactly the best this year, but I don't think we're even like above 500 win percentage here, but you never know. Playoffs is always a little bit different. You can pull off some upset victories. I know one of my friends, Joe, beat Century last year, which is like one of the best schools in the conference. So you never know what can happen. And I think we've been learning a lot from our losses, and we've been improving as we go on.
And next year, with the declining enrollment of our school, sports are moving down a section. And so hopefully, Jaden, we won't have to compete against national champions. But also, Jackson, you talked about the really tough competition. You guys probably won't have to face them again next year. How do you guys think the change of moving down a section will affect your sports?
I think the change will benefit the tennis team quite a lot. Usually when we play other schools, it's either that we get completely blown out or we completely blow out the other school. Usually the Rochester schools will just pound on us, and then like we will pretty easily beat Faribault and Albert Lea and Winona, those kinds of schools. So,
well, hey, I mean, as long as we're beating Faribault, I mean, that's all that really
matters. Yeah, true. Yeah, so hopefully the downgrade will benefit us quite a lot.
No, I mean, same thing for track and cross country. I mean, especially the girls team for cross country. Mm-hmm. They're really good. They got, second in our third, really hard section.
Yeah.
I think the boys team and the girls track teams and can see some real improvement in ranks with the downgrade in section. But
I'm actually curious if that will apply to, like, Knowledge Bowl, too, because we are, like, one of the smallest schools in our section or class for state. And so that doesn't affect us too much because usually we can compete pretty well with the bigger schools. And I'm pretty sure we'll go to state again next year because we have a lot of the same like junior group and underclassmen coming back. So, yeah.
And next Wednesday, you guys have a band concert. How are you guys feeling about that?
I didn't know we have one on Wednesday, but thank you for reminding me.
I'm feeling pretty good about it. You know, it's just like I have a couple solos at the concert. I feel prepared. I'm going to bring my straight mute. I'm going to have my straight mute for 1,000 Inner Voices. And, like, I'm actually going to be able to do my solos. And if I don't have my straight mute, I can just go off stage and get my straight mute.
Well, Jaden, why are you so obsessed about this straight mute?
So, tell us the backstory.
And what instrument do you play again?
Jaden Heidela is the number one trumpet player in the district in, what is our district, 659?
Arguably the number one trumpet player in the Big Nine.
Actually,
you can't make that argument.
But I'm going to Allstate this year for a trumpet.
Or congratulations, Jaden. Yeah,
thank you. And a couple weeks ago, we just got to perform a couple of our concert pieces. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just business as usual. And I didn't have my straight mute. And that's kind of a problem because my most important solos for the most important song required me to have straight mutes. That could have gone better. Hey, you know, another redemption arc for myself over here.
Exactly.
The next few weeks are just going to go up and up and up and up for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Oh. Do you have anything to say about the band concert next week?
Well, I'm the best trumpet player in Northfield. Jackson Heschen over here?
No, not in Northfield, in the school district.
Oh, true. Jackson.
Independent school district, whatever number it is.
You know, Jackson, he's the second chair for the high school, so he's second best in the entire school district, actually.
Also for trumpet?
Trumpet. That's us.
We're the first trumpets, you know.
And Jaden, you obviously run track, and Jackson, you obviously play tennis, and you're both in band. But besides those activities, are you involved in anything else?
I describe us as both huge nerds. It's a lot of AP classes, a lot of honors classes, a lot of schoolwork.
Yeah, cross country.
Do you both?
No.
I'm trying to get him to join, but he won't. He's too busy, apparently.
This is like, you know, knowledgeable. It's math, science, history, and...
Miscellaneous.
Yeah, miscellaneous. It's where, you know, I could definitely be a history guy for knowledgeable, but that's...
And geography.
About it. Yeah, true. Geography, too. But those are kind of my strong points, and not so much the math and science, at least competing on the, you know, the state level. That would be required of a high-performing Northfield knowledgeable team.
Whatever. Yeah. You could do it.
Yeah, we're both also in cross-country. I mean, along with Mr. Evan Lowe here.
Mr. Captain. Both of these guys.
Yeah, we're both captains, you know. All four of us here.
This is a big cross-country room. Yeah. I mean, I'm also in Youth Bank. Shout out to the Youth Bank crew.
And if you're just tuning in to the Raider Rap, we are meeting with tennis captain Jackson Hessian and track athlete Jaden Heidela. But we're also learning that they are so much more than that.
Leading up to your respective seasons, how did you prepare?
During the winter, I did some off-season weightlifting, actually, with the wonderful hostress, Liz, over here. Yeah, you know, we had a little group, 3 days a week, just some relatively chill weightlifting throughout the winter to keep me in shape.
Mm-hmm. And then about a month or two before track actually started, there started being captain's practices as well.
So, Joey and Greta, some of the track captains, they led the off-season captain's practices.
And if you guys are interested in listening to either of Joey or Greta's interviews, they are on our website, kymnradio.net, right now, and you can go tune into them as soon as you are done tuning in with us this morning.
I mean, I might have to check it out myself.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you? Yeah.
I mean, I'm pulling out my phone right now.
And Jackson, leading up to your tennis season, what did you kind of do to get ready?
We had some captain's practices down in Owatonna. Unfortunately, there aren't a lot of indoor courts nearby, and the tennis season obviously requires outdoor play at the courts, and snow is not the best for playing tennis.
Wait, so Jackson, you're telling me you had to drive all the way down to Owatonna to practice? Really? That's insane. So did they just kind of like, you guys carpooled down there, or how did that work?
Well, yeah, it was just kind of like optional captain's practices. We know some of my fellow captains, like Ruben and Blake, they knew some people down there who run the tennis center. So we got a time, I think it was like Friday nights, to have the courts open for us to practice. And we just had a little fee to pay. And then, we just kind of messed around a little bit. But it was good to kind of get us in the tennis mindset before the season.
And so, Jaden and Jackson, we've been through almost half the season already, maybe even a little bit more. What would you guys say has been your favorite part so far, whether that's a funny memory or, like, team bonding?
For me, it would probably have to be getting to know a lot of the guys on the team. It's where we got a lot more people on the track team this year. I mean, I think... But something like 90-something boys, to where there's over 180 people on the track team in total right now, which is unheard of for Northfield. But, there's a lot of freshmen and middle school guys that I did not know existed before 2 months ago. And, just a lot of cool people that I got to know.
Yeah, not to steal Jaden's answer, but there are some middle school kids who joined the team and some new underclassmen, so I got to meet them, kind of spend time with them. Unfortunately, the tennis season is really quick. It's only like about a month. I mean, we already have playoffs and we only started a couple of weeks ago. It's pretty condensed. So you don't get to spend a ton of time with them. But yeah, I enjoy bonding, meeting some new kids, spending time with them.
And for you, Jackson, what is your role as captain on the tennis team?
Well, I would say my role as captain is not like a official one, kind of just be a leader on the team, you know, listen to the coaches, do all the workouts and everything like that. We also ran some captain's practices, as I mentioned earlier, for the season, so I helped organize that. Other smaller things, like we had to get our apparel order from Champion Sports done, kind of smaller things like that. And then we advise the coaches on the lineups and stuff sometimes. Yeah, it's not a super official formal role. I know in other sports like cross country and track, there's a lot more for captains to do because it's a lot bigger team. Things are just overall a little bit more organized. But yeah, I think the primary role I have is just as kind of like a leader and mentor on the team.
And as we've kind of been into the season now quite a bit, as I said, over halfway done, you guys have kind of started to see the team develop and learn new things. But is there anything that you guys have noticed that the team really needs to work on in order to get to our best state at the end of the year?
I think we need to focus a little bit on I'll say our mental game, which is just kind of not giving up when we see schools like Rochester Mayo show up with their double coach buses and walk like they're out of a movie or something. So we just need to not be intimidated and not worry too much when we face bigger schools, because we really can beat anyone if we put our minds to it.
This is a bit of a random thing, but I feel like our relays, handoffs specifically, could use a little bit of improvement. You know, and this is coming from a relay guy that has gotten DQ'd. But there's been a lot of DQs this year, especially, I don't want to point fingers, but the 4x1 team specifically.
Yeah, I'm called out.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Jaden, I totally agree with you. I mean, our 4x1 could be insane. They could be next level, but every single handoff, it's just like, oh, no.
How many meets have we had, like 4 or 5? I think they've gotten through one without getting DQ'd, which... Actually, I suppose I don't have much experience as a mid-distance, short-distance guy, but who trained you in the 4x8?
That's got to be Doc, I've got to say. Doc has taught us with the handoffs, and yeah, I mean, the 4x8 hasn't messed up yet, so it's actually we DQ'd one time, but that wasn't our handoff, so that was a little bit more of like shoving the other team. But
yeah. And Jackson, kind of going off of that positive mentality, there's been a lot more awareness lately of mental health in athletes, specifically student athletes. What are your guys' takes on mental health in athletes?
Well, I think sports is a really huge part of a person's, especially a high school student's life. You know, you spend multiple hours after school, you dedicate a lot of time and effort to sports. So it obviously can have a huge impact on your mental health, whether that be if you're super competitive and you focus too much on, you know, your losses or your mistakes throughout the season, that can be really harmful sometimes. So, you know, it can be helpful to kind of zoom out, especially as student athletes, as we all are, kind of put it into perspective that, you know, we're just high schoolers, we make mistakes, we're not professionals. There's a lot of other aspects to our life that can be positive and fun to focus on.
I mean, I have to agree with everything Jackson just said. I mean, coming from a person that's always been a bit of a pessimist, yeah, I've been that guy. You know, I know, it's shocking. But, you know, there's, like, for example, last year during conference, it was a rainy day, the blocks were a little slippery, and I didn't fully press down the blocks into the little mesh, you know, slipped out of the blocks. Almost fell flat on my face. I was dead last. And not gonna lie, that got to me for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But as the wise Jackson Hessian over here said, it was just a momentary, just tiny mistake. You know, it's just like in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really matter. I mean, as a sophomore, I have several more years to improve and grow and get better. And same thing for all the other young athletes out there, you know? One mistake doesn't define you. As truly cheesy as it sounds, you do have to keep a positive attitude because it improves your performance just looking at the statistics. And it will just actually make you a better athlete to try to be as positive and focused and upbeat as you can.
Yeah. Time heals all wounds, you know? You might think that this was just like, if you make a mistake, like Jaden was talking about, that's like just the biggest thing in your life and you can't stop thinking about it. But eventually you'll just kind of remember it years later and maybe laugh about it, hopefully.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
think about how you moved on, you know?
I mean, we've all had a lot of mistakes and a lot of successes in our life. And as contradictory as this sounds to everything we've been talking about, it's not our mistakes that define us, but it's how we react to our mistakes. If we're down on ourselves and if we quit or if we think we're not good enough to do this anymore, you're letting your mistake define you. And not in a good way either. But if you make a mistake and then choose to say, that sucked, but I can take this and improve and get better, and the same opportunity comes up again, I will not make that mistake again, and I will have a great performance in X sport.
And that can also become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If, like, all you think about is how bad you're doing and your huge mistakes, you know, then you got to have a positive mindset, really.
And Jaden, when you kind of talked about just thinking you can do good, some call that manifesting. But I've also loved how over the course of this interview, you've kind of talked about how I'm going to do it next time. And I may have messed up today, but in the future, I'm not going to do that again. And it's kind of cool to see that even though you call yourself a pessimist, you've done all this. You're foreshadowing yourself. And I'm excited to see what you do in the future when you get in those circumstances again.
Why, thank you, Mr. Lowe. I'm just as excited as you are.
How heartwarming.
Well, good luck on the rest of your respective season, and thank you guys for coming in today.
Absolutely, it was my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the sports header. That is a wrap on this week's Meet the Raider with your hosts, Liz Campbell
and Evan Lowe. Keep tuning in this week for more sports on KYMN 95.1 The One.
And that is a wrap here on the Raider Wrap on this Saturday for the 13th day of May. Wow, was that an impressive interview or what? That is some enlightened young people right there. If you missed any of that interview, like they just said, go to kymnradio.net. Without a doubt, just a great interview. We want to thank Tyler Balow for coming in this morning, head coach of the boys track team. Callie Graver, state champion and second place in nationals, as she will advance to Mexico City and participate in the Pan Am Games. So congratulations to her. Thanks for coming in this morning. And again, thanks to Evan and Liz, of course, for bringing us Meet the Raider and the Raider Scoreboard. It's just about 6 minutes after 11 o'clock in overcast skies and 64 now, probably going to about 72 today with a chance of some showers this afternoon, maybe tonight as well. And then for tomorrow, eventually, some sunshine coming up, and 75. So for all of those out there, be safe on the waters today as the opening fishing is the opener today. So good luck to all those sports people out there getting out on the water today. Be careful and be safe and enjoy it. And I like mine grilled in a little bit of butter and a little bit of garlic if anyone is, doing any cooking this morning. And of course, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you mothers. We'll be back next week, so stick around. We've got more coming up for you right here on 95.1 The One KYMN. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Saturday morning. Take care, everyone.
Franz & Bank & Trust is pleased to announce they've been ranked 23rd by S&P Global Market Intelligence in their top 50 community banks within assets between $3 billion and $10 billion. S&P Global Market Intelligence based the rankings on returns, growth, efficiency, but places a premium on the strength and risk profile of balance sheets. Franz & Bank & Trust has assets in excess of $3 billion and offers a complete array of business, agricultural, real estate, consumer loans, savings, and financial services serving communities across Minnesota, including the Northfield and Dundas areas.